Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents are reaching out, asking about their energetic, lively, wonderfully active 2- and 3-year-olds who seem to have endless energy. And I want to tell you something important right from the start. If your little one is always on the move, full of energy, and finds it challenging to settle into quiet activities, you are witnessing something absolutely wonderful. You're watching healthy brain development in action. Let me share what the magic book has taught me about this magical stage of development. When your 2- or 3-year-old is bouncing, running, exploring, and filling your home with joyful noise, their brain is doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. The American Academy of Pediatrics tells us that at this age, children are just beginning to learn how to control their actions, impulses, and feelings. Just beginning. This isn't something that happens overnight, my friend. It's a journey that unfolds over years. Think about it this way. Your little one's brain is like a garden that's just been planted. The seeds of self-regulation are there, but they need time, sunshine, gentle rain, and patient care to grow. Right now, those seeds are just starting to sprout, and that's perfect. Research shows us something fascinating. Children who spend time in both active play and quiet play during their toddler years develop better self-regulation abilities as they grow. But here's the key: the quiet play skills don't come first. Active play actually helps build the foundation for quiet play. When your child is running, jumping, and exploring, they're developing body awareness, spatial understanding, and the ability to focus their attention. All of these skills will eventually help them settle into calmer activities. The magic book whispers this truth. Your child isn't refusing quiet activities. They're simply not developmentally ready for long periods of quiet play yet, and that's completely normal. Let me share what experts have discovered. At age 2, children just don't have much control over their emotional impulses. Testing limits, exploring boundaries, and expressing themselves through movement and sound, this is all part of being 2. It's not a behavior problem, my friend. It's a sign of healthy, beautiful development. So what can we do to support our energetic little ones while gently nurturing those emerging quiet play skills? I'm so glad you asked. First, honor their need for movement. Your child's body is telling them to move, and that's wisdom we should listen to. Create safe spaces where they can run, jump, climb, and explore. When they get that physical energy out, they're actually better able to settle into calmer moments later. Second, introduce quiet activities in very small doses. We're talking 5 minutes, maybe even just 2 or 3 minutes at first. You might sit together and look at a book, or gently touch the leaves of a plant, or watch bubbles float through the air. Keep it short, keep it sweet, and celebrate every moment of calm focus, no matter how brief. Third, create predictable routines. The magic book has shown me that children thrive on rhythm and routine. When they know what to expect, when quiet time comes at the same time each day, their nervous system can begin to prepare for that shift in energy. It's like teaching their body a gentle dance. Fourth, model calm behavior yourself. When you sit quietly with a book, when you speak in soft tones, when you move gently through your home, your little one is watching and learning. They're absorbing these patterns, even if they can't quite replicate them yet. And here's something wonderful. We have a story in the Book of Inara that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Greenhouse Where Plants Whisper Thank You, and it features 2 of our dear friends, Milo and Nana. In this story, Milo and Nana discover a magical greenhouse where plants glow softly when they're cared for with gentle touches and kind words. As Milo learns to move slowly, speak quietly, and focus his attention on the delicate plants, something magical happens. The plants respond to his gentle care by glowing brighter and brighter. This story is perfect for your energetic little one because it doesn't ask them to be quiet for the sake of being quiet. Instead, it shows them that calm, focused activities can be just as magical and rewarding as active play. Milo isn't being told to settle down. He's discovering the wonder of gentle attention all on his own. After you read this story together, you might try creating your own plant care routine. It doesn't have to be complicated. Even a single small plant that your child can help water, a leaf they can gently touch, or a flower they can observe, These simple activities give them practice with focused, calm attention in short, manageable sessions. The Magic Book reminds us that every child develops at their own pace. Some children naturally gravitate toward quieter activities earlier. Others need more time to develop those skills. Both paths are beautiful. Both paths are normal. If your child is 2 or 3 and still finding it challenging to engage in quiet play, you're right on track. The research tells us that self-regulation skills develop gradually over the toddler and preschool years. You're not behind. You're not doing anything wrong. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Here's what I want you to remember, my friend. Your child's energy, their curiosity, their desire to explore and move and discover, these are gifts. These are signs of a healthy, developing brain. Yes, it can be exhausting sometimes. Yes, you might long for just 5 minutes of quiet. And those feelings are valid too. But when you can shift your perspective, even just a little bit, and see your child's energy as development rather than defiance, as learning rather than misbehavior, everything changes. You can stay calmer. Your child feels safer. And those quiet play skills, they'll emerge naturally in their own perfect time. The Magic Book has one more whisper for you today. Be patient with yourself, just as you're being patient with your child. You're learning too. You're discovering how to support this unique, wonderful little person as they grow, and you're doing beautifully. So celebrate those moments of joyful noise. Dance with your energetic little one. Run and jump and explore together. And then, when the moment feels right, invite them into a brief moment of calm. Read the greenhouse where plants whisper thank you together. Touch a soft leaf. Watch a candle flicker. Observe a butterfly. These tiny moments of focused attention are planting seeds, my friend. Seeds that will grow into the ability to engage in longer periods of quiet play. But right now, in this precious stage, your child is exactly as they should be. Energetic, curious, learning, and growing. Thank you so much for being here with me today. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, celebrating your journey. You can find the greenhouse where plants whisper thank you and so many other helpful stories in the Book of Inara app. Each story is crafted with love to support your child's emotional and social development. Until our next adventure together, my wonderful friend, you've got this.